Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Understand, first of all, there's only one church, and there's one kingdom in regards to God. It's his kingdom. And there's one king over it. Jesus is over his kingdom. And if you have any authority at all, it's under Jesus. And we're all brothers and sisters in Christ. If you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, and if you're walking rightly before the Lord, you're in good relationship with your brothers and sisters. And if you're not, you can be in. And this is so important because, you know, we talked about the four blood moons and this thing, you know, beginning to happen and historically, and it just right on time, just like the Lord said, you know, it began. And for it began with the persecution of Jews in the earth, as it historically has. And it's still going on and increasing. It began with the persecution of Christians, where a Christian woman is having to give birth to her child while she's chained to a prison floor. You know, we read about this. We read about this in the book of Acts, and we disassociate ourselves from the reality. Paul was in chains. Peter was in chains. Well, right now, in your present paradigm, in the air that you're breathing, on the soil that you're standing on the earth, in the season that you're living, a Christian sister of yours is chained up, waiting for a death sentence to be hung until she nurses her child for two more months. But she gave birth to that child, reportedly, while she's chained to the floor for one reason, because she will not renounce Jesus Christ as Lord. And it's exactly what we've been telling you. They're not saying, hey, renounce Jesus Christ as Lord, but they're telling you, just say that Muhammad is right.
Right.
Say the Quran is right. And so if you didn't haven't been listening to us, you need to go and find out everything about Islam 101 and Muslim Brotherhood 101, and understand to say that Muhammad is right and the Quran is right is to say that Jesus is wrong. The Quran says this. If this particular lady, and her name is Ibrahim, right?
Maryam Ibrahim.
If she says, you have to understand this. If she says to her family and the folks that are over there that have put this mother, I mean, think about this American woman. She's pregnant. She's in chains. She's in a jail that's supposed to hold 100 people that has 1,000 something folks. Chained to the floor, pregnant, and reports are she had to give birth while she was still in chains. And they're letting her nurse her baby, the reports are, according to CBN, for 60 days, and then they're going to hang her unless she decides to change her mind. What does she have to say? Exactly what we've been talking about. All she has to say, in some covert way to most people who don't understand anything, they'll say, okay, you know, I'm a Muslim or whatever like this, and I believe that Muhammad is right and the Quran is the ultimate book. What you say when you say that, you say that Jesus is not the Son of God. You say that he's a prophet, but he has to come back and apologize for calling himself the Son of God. And he has to assist their concept of whoever comes out of this Mecca hole. And really, it's where they go to Mecca. In Mecca, they walk around that hole. And you can find out. So all these details are there for you. They're in related links. And I want to say this too. I was listening to Dr. Ben Carson talk about, you know, you can't just hear something and take it. I mean, you need to research everything that we say. You need to go in the Word of God. You need to, when we say something, we do our best. We sacrifice, you know, nothing like Ibrahim and all these things are going on. But based on all that we can do, we spend so much time sourcing what we're talking about, so that when you hear us talking on the radio, you see us on television, you can go to the VFNTV.com, go to the Torch, VFN Torch. And in those, we have more details about what we're talking about, but also we have sources and, you know, where we got this from and where it came from. I mean, go dive in deep. Just don't go, you know, I heard this, you know, I heard that. You know, you can talk about it and say, you know, I heard this on VFN TV, VFN Radio, but I encourage you to go to that particular VFN Torch post with that particular segment, so you can actually verify for yourself, you know, where did that come from? And we're not just saying something without sources. You know, we're actually doing our best to bring all this together so that it makes you more intelligent when you're talking about things. So you're able to talk when people, and it's 530 folks in Washington, D.C., which is all it is, you know, just start being political on you. You can actually respond intelligently and go, she's pregnant. She's in jail because she says Jesus Christ is Lord.
That's right.
And they're going to hang her. They're going to hang her. And you just let five of these leaders of that kind of mindset out of Gitmo. You just let five prisoners out of Gitmo. And, you know, I understand. Thank God for this American military man's release. Mm-hmm. You have to understand how it works. And we've talked about it before on VFN TV and the Data Radio program. This is the mechanism for terrorism is kidnapping. Mm. They kidnap, they take, and they do that for several reasons to get what they want. They do this in Israel continually. And they say, okay, we've kidnapped your soldiers. Now you release some prisoners. We've kidnapped this Christian, your family, pay us ransom. And they even torture. There's reports in Egypt, Northern Egypt, according to CBN. And the reports are that that during the time of Morsi being the president, that they had these remote areas in the desert that they, first of all, they would kidnap the Christians, you know, certain Christians, and they would take them and they would call up the family and say, listen, if you want your son or your daughter to be free, mm-hmm. then you're going to have to give $10,000 to us or $50,000 or whatever. And then they would torture them while they're on the phone. So they pour hot wax on them. They would burn them. Mm-hmm. They would scar them. So they would scream and holler. And so then the family would come up and they would move finances from there. They got, these are thieves. They would remove what God had given them or blessed them with and give it to evil folks who wanted to do evil. And then they would free the family. But what happened was $20,000 just got put in the hand of somebody who wants to hurt Israel and hurt Christians and America, by the way. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.